Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 102. I'm very excited for this episode because I decided to do a relationship topic. And in 101 episodes, I've only done a handful, two or three. The first one wasn't even until episode 69, which I think we know why I waited to episode 69, because it's episode 69. That was great. I got a lot of great feedback from that. In fact, I looked at the numbers and some of my most popular podcasts were those relationship ones. So I said, hey, I'll throw my hat in the ring. I'll talk about this a little bit more. So maybe I'll continue doing them. If you dig it, definitely let me know. But for this one, I wanted to talk about something really specific in regards to dating, relationships, men, women, all that. And you might be wondering why I titled this podcast Lookins for Free. Well, it's because, I've realized that in life and in dating, looking is for free. Sampling the buffet is for free. I'm a big proponent of experiencing more, meeting more people, dating more, coming to understand what it is that you like in another person, what it is you don't like, what it is that you like about yourself, what you don't like about yourself when you're in a relationship, coming to understand all that. And in regards to that and living your life, lookins for free, the buffet, it's all you can eat, right? But anything more from there is going to cost you. Once you decide to go from sampling to something more, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you because if you don't come to recognize the signs of the things you don't like at the beginning when you're sampling, if you don't come to recognize them and you decide instead to ignore them because maybe you like the attention that person is giving you, or you ignore them because you don't want to be alone, or because that person's just a freaking 10, you ignore them. But when you do that, it's going to cost you, because those very signs that you decide to ignore are the things that are going to cause problems for you, I've learned. And I've learned a lot about this the past 2 years on this concept, and I hope that analogy made sense. Maybe I'm just really hungry, but I've learned a lot about this, and I think I could help you a bit to, help you stop wasting your time and have a little bit more respect for yourself and just be more decisive. Maybe that's a better way to say it, to be more decisive when it comes to your relationships, to dating, and everything in between. So as always, super excited to chat about this. Before I get into it, as always as well, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. And also, I am so appreciative of you all sharing the podcast. I've been saying that for a while now, please share the podcast. And you guys really have. It's really humbling to see. I can see it in the numbers, in the downloads, and the listens. They're going nuts, and it's because of you. And I'm going to sit down and figure out a way to seriously thank you and reward you all. But in the meantime, I did just want to say thank you and to please keep it up. It really does mean the world to me. So thank you for sharing, for texting your friends, for DMing them the link, for dropping ratings and reviews on iTunes. It's amazing, and I'm so appreciative of it. So thank you so much. So, getting right into it, in previous episodes, I've talked about a couple of different things. Namely, the biggest one is that I think you need to go through what I've called a hoe phase. It's a time where you sample the buffet, where you really get to know the menu, so you know ultimately what you want to order for life, right? I've talked about why I think the key to finding and living fulfilling relationships is, at the same time that you're sampling, is to also really focus on dealing with your own insecurities. And I really stand by that. So basically, I have these episodes where I encourage you to be a hoe. And go back and listen to episode 69, because I'm not literally saying that, but to do that, to have that hoe phase while also dealing with the things that you're self-conscious about or unsure about. And also in there, I peppered in some other thoughts on being patient, on, savoring that single time for what it is, a time to just have fun while also figuring out what you want from yourself and who the best person is to share that with. other advice in there as well. And I still stand by all that advice 100%. I've been living it for the past year and a half, 2 years, really living it. And I've taken my own advice to heart. You know, I've dated around. I've sampled the buffet. I've dealt with all the things that I think I'm insecure about. And I think I'm in a really good position now, right? But at the same time, I've learned something specific from those experiences. And that's what I want to talk about today. And shocker, something on Instagram the other day reminded me of this, and it gave me the idea to actually do an entire episode on it. And it was a quote, and it said the following. It said, "The signs you ignore in the beginning just end up being the reason you leave later. You know right away who's good and who's bad for you. Don't ignore that." And that's what I want to talk about today, that regardless if you're single and you're hoeing it up, or if you're in a relationship, I think we all need to stop dicking around, for lack of a better term. We need to stop ignoring our gut reaction. We need to stop ignoring the red flags, the signs, those things that we choose to ignore. You know, simply put, we need to stop wasting our time. Because I couldn't agree more with that quote, that the signs you choose to ignore in the beginning are the very reason you end up having trouble later, or frustrations later, or leaving later, or breaking up. You know, we need to stop ignoring those signs in the beginning. We need to be confident enough in ourselves and have more respect for ourselves, certainly, that when we see those things or hear those things, that, hey, it's like, you know, we're out, I'm out. I really believe that. And, you know, maybe it's my newfound 31-year-oldness. You know, I am wise as fuck now. Or maybe it's just that, you know, I've learned in general, we need to respect our time, our effort, and our energy. Energy most of all. You know, for real though, you know, real talk. You know, even as a dude who has historically been, let's just say, rather superficial and, you know, willing to overlook certain red flags in favor of other attributes, we'll say, I've come to realize what an absolute bonehead move that is. And, you know, that I've been giving my energy away to people who I knew I shouldn't, that I knew it wouldn't work out because of the red flags that I identified right off the bat, but I chose to ignore them anyway. And I think if you're honest with yourself and you've been dating for a little bit, a couple of years, you'd say that you do the same thing, that you choose to ignore the signs sometimes, that you choose to ignore the signs for a variety of reasons. You know, maybe you don't want to be single anymore. You know, everyone else has someone. Why don't I have someone? Or you're just lonely, right? It's just you and your gravity blanket. Or maybe, sorry, mom, but maybe you just want to fuck, you know, that's a reason people do that, you know, or you're just kind of enthralled by this idea that someone else likes you, someone else is giving you compliments and attention. And so you just ignore that gut feeling, that red flag, you know. So regardless of the reason why, there's a lot clearly, you know, you ignore the signs that are literally shouting in your ear that, hey, you know, dude, this isn't a good idea. You know, this isn't sustainable. You're giving your energy to something that isn't going to grow you. You're not going to grow into this relationship. And even within the context of your hoe phase, as I call it, which again is just that single phase where you date as many people as you can, you get your numbers up, whatever. Even within that context, I think you should have this mentality of moving fast. Yes or no? Experience more, get new perspective, but don't stick around if you see those signs. Don't give your energy to people, to circumstances that you know are not right for yourself. And I really, really believe that. I believe that we're doing ourselves a huge personal disservice by ignoring those signs, because trust me, just trust me, you know, they'll come back to bite you and you'll be like, yep, I knew this would happen. You know, in my 31 years of dating, or call it, you know, 12 years of dating or whatever, I have proven this to be true 100% of the time, every time. Literally, it has always been true in my life, you know, and I could look back and it's all kind of a blur at this point, but I can drill down. I could look at every girl that I've ever dated, every girl that I've ever met, had a conversation with, grabbed a drink with, met out, went on a couple dates with. I can look at what happened to us if we continued hanging out and then ultimately didn't work out. I can look back and say, oh, there was sign one, there was sign two. Why did I overlook them? I could literally do that, you know, but I could also see why I did it. because I was a total bonehead. But now I think I've grown past that. You know, these are red flags. These are signs. Here's a couple that I personally chose to ignore. First one, I don't know how to really say this other than IQ, intelligence. You know, I've gone out with or met girls who, you know, simply weren't the sharpest tools in the shed. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, no disrespect by that. But, you know, I don't blame you for not being a brainiac, but it's just not for me. But I ignored it for other reasons, let's just say, you know. And looking back at that, you go on 3-4 dates or something like that, it always came back down to that issue down the road that, hey, you know, we couldn't hold a conversation, or that IQ, that personality issue was a problem for me, but I chose to ignore it. Along the same lines, emotional intelligence, EQ, you know, I've ignored people I've dated's total lack of introspection or ability to be vulnerable or compassionate or empathetic. That was a red flag, but, you know, I chose to ignore it. You know, when someone isn't able to say how something made them feel, or they don't know how to react or something like that, I would ignore it in hopes that it's not a big deal. But it was, and it is. Life stages was another sign that I tended to ignore. This one, a little bit of a gray, but it's, you know, pretty obvious, I think, when you get to know someone briefly, that you two might want completely different things out of life right now. That one of you wants to move to LA and become an actor, or join the Peace Corps, or move home to their parents' town and start popping out babies. You know, I would hear things like that and knew in my head that we weren't on the same page. But again, I ignored it out of the hope that I don't think it'll be an issue. But it was. And then I could go on and on. There's a list of like small social things that might seem silly but became bigger deals, and I would ignore them. People, you know, who would treat waiters or wait staff or Uber drivers or people in the service industry poorly, you know, I would just overlook that. You know, having a bad day, something like that, you know. And then I would in turn ignore that and then give my energy to that person. And I can go on and on with the signs that I've ignored. And again, these are signs that are personal for me. You might not feel the same way, but I think men and women, either way, some of these things are pretty universal. But, you know, it's those things that make you say, huh? Like, fucking, huh? What? You know what they are. And I'm telling you that if you continue to ignore them, they will rob you of energy and ultimately come back to bite you if you do that. You know, and I think you should get ahead of them right now and stop dedicating your energy to people that don't align with what you want. It's nothing disrespectful. It's just you having respect for yourself and a certain sense of urgency, I call it, about protecting your energy by not giving it to people who are not right for you. And I think that's a pretty simple thing, but I think it's a message we all need to hear, myself included. It's great to hear. I'm pumping myself up as I say this because I hear it so often. I probably fall into this myself very often, but just people frustrated with the fact that they can't seem to get it right, that they're dating the wrong people. Oh, this happens every single time I date someone, or heard a girl say, why am I always the side girl or whatever? And not to be a dick, but it's because you allow it. It's because you put up with it. You see the signs, and yet you continue to give your energy to that person. You try to overlook it by replacing it with some of their good attributes. But I think we need to stop that. We need to embrace this time that we have to experiment more, yes. We also need to save the relationships we do have, if we're in one, yes, you know, and use that to love and learn through them. But I think in either scenario, whether you're single or in a relationship, that we need to stop overlooking the signs that we don't want to, because not ignoring them means confrontation. It might mean an awkward conversation. Or if you're a true millennial, it might mean a classic killer ghosting, a new phone who dis, leave you on read kind of deal, whatever. You know, regardless of how you respond or decide to react to the signs, do your thing. But I think in general, we need to stop bullshitting ourselves. We need to embrace the fact that when it comes to dating, when it comes to relationships, you know, yes, we're learning what's right for us. Yes, we're learning what we like, what we don't like. That's part of the process, and it's going to be a wild ride regardless. But after a while, after a little bit of experience, after a little bit of embracing that hoe time, we come to spot patterns. We come to spot the red flags. You know what they are. You do. And I think if you're vulnerable, you say, yeah, I knew that was a red flag, but we continue to ignore them. And if we do that, I think that's our problem. And we have no one else to blame but ourselves when that's the case, because we put up with it. So I think we need to be vulnerable enough to back away from the people who we know are not right for us, no matter how hot they are, no matter how much attention they give us, no matter how many followers they have on Instagram, no matter the clout that you can soak up from it, you know, no matter how good of friends they are with your family, no matter your past with them, whatever. You know, why continue to give your energy to someone if you know that those signs are there and they're going to be your downfall? That's how I look at it. You know, yes, certainly there's something to be said for working through problems, working together, compromising. Yes, I'm all for that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that you should be like, well, that's one sign, so I'm out of here. Peace, deuces. And then, you know, just ignore the dozens of good signs that might outweigh the negatives. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I think we should be more aware of the negative signs and not ignore them. Keep an eye on them and do what's best for us quickly, quicker. Have more respect for yourself. Stop ignoring the signs. Doing that, I think, I honestly think that's like the biggest sign of self-love you can exhibit for yourself. It's having a lot of respect for yourself by not wasting your time. And yeah, that might mean you're single again. It might mean you feel a little bit lonely, but personally, I'll take that any day over wasted energy, over wasted time when you knew in your heart that it wasn't right for you in the first place. You know, I'll take third wheeling, I'll take a bubble bath and a Miller Lite on a Friday night alone over giving my energy to someone I know in my heart isn't right for me. You know, so, you know, don't go on that third date. Don't commit to anything more. Say no thanks and move on. You know, because it's the right thing for you. And because otherwise, again, I think you're wasting your time and you're giving away your energy. And you can still learn in those scenarios, of course. You could still learn by saying no thanks. You know, you're still learning. You're still embracing that hoe phase and you're still dealing with your insecurities. But now, because you're grown up a little bit more mature, you have a sense of urgency about you where you don't let people fuck with your energy. You don't let them fuck with your vibe. You see a sign and you're out. That's how I see it. And I think this mindset can be really powerful. It's not meant to be negative. It's not meant to make you this cut and dry, black and white, yes, no, immediate robot case kind of thing. That's not what I'm saying. I just think it's powerful because it reminds you that you are in control of your life and that you get to decide who to date, who to give your energy to, your kindness, your compassion, who to give your heart to. You know, you get to decide how, when, and to whom to do that. Because, you know, as you grow, you come to know what's best for you. That's what growing is all about. And that's what's so fantastic about it. You know, giving your energy to someone who exhibits those signs is not what's best for you. It's not. And I think you know that. And I hope you realize this. And I hope you start kind of acting more on that gut feeling. Because in my experience, it really is an amazing feeling. You know, because it leads you to, you don't feel the need to explain yourself anymore. You become more confident in yourself. You certainly stop settling. That's a big one. If anything, if you want to take from this episode is that acting on those signs, not ignoring those signs, you don't settle anymore. Because, you know, you kind of become selfish in a really healthy way. You're very protective of your energy. You know, simply put, you just make better decisions when it comes to relationships, new ones, current ones, old ones, even whatever. You know, you don't put yourself in situations where you're the side piece. You don't go on dates just to hook up anymore. You don't try to meet girls at the club. You don't have ulterior motives or hidden agendas. You don't agree to third and fourth and fifth dates knowing you have no intention of anything else. You just do what's right for you because you've come to learn to not ignore the signs anymore. The signs that are indicative of people that, you know, hey, they just aren't right for you. They're not bad people. You know, it doesn't make them bad people. It just means they're not right for you because you value your time and you value your energy. You know, that's it. You know, you shouldn't feel like an asshole or that you didn't give someone a chance. You know, in life, I think this makes a lot of sense, you know, because oftentimes I've done this, like you ask the universe for a sign, or maybe you're religious and you're like, God, show me a sign. You know, please give me a sign that this person is right for me. Give me a sign that I should pursue this relationship, that I should commit. Well, to my point and the rambling I've been talking about the last 18 minutes, as you live and learn, you get the signs. They're right there. You see them, you hear them, you feel them. And at the end of the day, you can't ask for the signs and then ignore them. You know, it's time to nut up, for lack of a better term. It's time to listen to them because they're there and then to act on them. And every time you acknowledge those signs and say no or no more, you're doing yourself a huge, huge, huge favor, I think. You're honoring your character and your value, and in the process, you're raising the bar for yourself. And that's always, always, always a good thing, in my opinion. So that's it. I'll end it right there. I hope you found this valuable. I hope it helped you raise the bar for yourself, have a little bit more sense of urgency, that respect for yourself so you don't settle. If you did, I'd so appreciate it if you share the podcast with just call it one friend, one colleague, one brother, one sister, whatever. Text them, email them, DM them. It means the world to me. So thank you so much. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know what you think. DM me, tag me, like it up. I always respond. So that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.